God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libela, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 15th, 2015.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same be approved.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you. Mr. President, up in the back gallery is an intern who is going to be working in my office for this entire legislative session. Her name is Bree Bambrick. She is a graduate student in social work at Washington University. She is studying social and economic development, and she hails from Washington, Illinois. If the body could please make her welcome.
Let's welcome the guest of the senator from the 24th to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I have a special guest that I would like to introduce. Mr. President, on my right and on your left, I have a very special guest who is actually from the 15th Senatorial District. And I would like to say not only is he a friend and advisor and supporter, but he is someone who has been very supportive in the democratic process and when it comes to health care. So if everyone would welcome Don Loeb, that would be greatly appreciated.
We're delighted to welcome the guest of the senator from the 14th. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a special guest. On your right and our left is a good friend of many of ours, sitting over with the senator from Christian County, Mr. Maynard Wallace, who many of us served with in the House. Outstanding individual, came up here today to visit the Capitol for a minute. I'd like for the body to make him feel welcome.
Delighted to welcome friend Maynard Wallace to back to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Newton.
President, the Senate Administration Committee is required by law to establish the rates of pay for employees. And I'd like to send it forward.
Send it forward, sir. Shall be printed in the journal. No further explanation. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir. Has it been distributed?
It is in the process. I believe it is completely distributed.
Okay, hearing no objection, we'll waive the reading. Care to explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution is for a great tradition that this body has granted in the past. I'd ask my colleagues to consider the same. It would allow Missouri Girls State, Mr. President, a great program with the American Legion Auxiliary to use the Senate chambers in June of 2015.
Thank you, Senator. The senator from the 11th is on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to inquire the senator from...
Does the senator from Cole yield? If he yields, you may inquire.
Senator, thank you for doing this. I wanted to let you know that my daughter was used this chamber last year when she went through Missouri State. She was a state senator from Trumantown.
Perfect.
And she came into the chamber and she sat in someone else's desk, and I had staff run over and say, Senator, you need to move to the 11th Senatorial District desk. So I'm glad you're doing this. It was a great impact for my daughter and other future young leaders in our state. So,
well, you might like to know the senator from Lewis has helped with this before at various times, and I've been a part of it a couple of times. And I, too, had a daughter, I think it was 5 years ago, I forget, who was in Girl State. And then I had a son 3 years ago who was in Boy State, and he was a senator for, I don't remember.
So you were catching up with them, right?
I'm sorry?
You were catching, they were senators before you were?
My daughter was. They're both a lot smarter than I am.
That's how my kids are, too. So thank you for doing this, and thank you to the Senator from Lewis for his time and working with those leaders as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
To inquire the Senator from Cole.
Does the Senator yield?
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
Thank you very much, Senator. Right before this, you asked for me to put my signature on this.
I did.
To co-host this.
Well, I wasn't sure how that would help the cause. I mean, Girl State and the American Legion Auxiliary is so well thought of. I did send the resolution forward with your name on it, but I was somewhat hesitant to mention that to the entire body.
I think that might hurt the chances.
The Senator from Johnson, Mr. President, and so our colleagues know, is very instrumental, as you know, in both Boys and Girls State, and is co-sponsoring this resolution with me, and I couldn't think of a better co-sponsor.
Great. Well, thank you. And we know the Boys and Girls State is held where?
Warrensburg.
Right. Warrensburg at the University of Central
Missouri.
They
have those nice dorms they let the kids stay in.
They have great dorms.
They have great dorms.
It's kind of a tradition. The dorms have been the same since the 1960s.
And you spoke to the Boys State when my son was there.
I did.
I did.
And there was a...
He told me, he said, some guy spoke to us. He's an elected official, and he sounds like a radio personality. And I said...
Well, I do remember visiting with Senator Michael Kehoe. Senator Michael Kehoe. So he was a senator.
He made an impression.
What's that?
He made an impression
on
you?
He made an impression.
Very good.
He made an impression. So, but it's a great honor to do this. I applaud that, and thanks for...
Thanks for being a great co-sponsor.
Yeah, thank you.
Resolutions. Senator, do you have a motion to make on that? Or?
Mr. President, I would move that we pass the resolution.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on passage of the resolution as explained and introduced. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Polk.
President, I have two concurrent resolutions.
Send them forward. Care to explain the first one? Read the first resolution.
Senate concurrent resolution number 8, introduced by Senator Parson. An act relating to authorization for the issuance of bonds for certain state projects.
Senator.
Mr. President, this is the bonding bill that we've been talking about from last year, and this is going to be the new version of the bonding bills this year. This is the first one you're hearing about. It has to do with state facilities, with the state capitol, with other state buildings. The next one coming is going to be talking about the state institution on bonding. This will begin the process. There'll be much more discussion on it next week. I just want to let my colleagues know on the floor that this is the first process of the bonding bills that are coming forward, and you'll be seeing them probably within the next week or two on the floor. Mr. President.
Read the second resolution.
Senate concurrent resolution number 9, an act relating to authorization for the issuance of bonds for certain higher education projects.
Senator.
Mr. President, same explanation as before.
Both will be printed in the journal, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction to bills. Senator from Boone.
I have two bills. They do not require explanation.
Send your bills forward. Thank you. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 266, introduced by Senator Schaefer. An act relating to the authority of municipalities to offer certain services.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 267, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to fines for failing to yield the right-of-way.
Senator from Johnson.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 268, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Fund.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill dealing with the science, technology, engineering, and math funds.
Senator from the 5th.
Excellent. No explanation needed. Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 269, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the use of restraints on children in courts.
Senator from Clay.
I have one more bill.
Oh, wait, she had two? Sorry. Read the second bill from the senator from the 5th.
Senate Bill Number 270, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to members of the boards of trustees of public school retirement systems.
Senator from Clay.
I have a bill.
Requires no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 271, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to civics education.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation needed.
Send them forward, Senator. Thank you. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 272, introduced by Senator Riddle et al., an act relating to municipal commercial zones.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 273, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to civics education.
Senator from 24th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 274, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to text messaging while operating motor vehicles.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 275, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to safety belts.
Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send them forward.
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 276, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the designation of the Great American Smokeout Day.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 277, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the designation of Epilepsy Awareness Month.
Senator from Franklin.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward, sir.
Stated.
Thank you. Read the bill of the Senator from Franklin.
Senate Bill Number 278, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to the registration of motor vehicles.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 279, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to reporting motor vehicle insurance policy cancellation.
Senator from the 4th. Send it forward.
No explanation necessary.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 280, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to first-degree murder.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 281, introduced by Senator Sylvie, an act relating to Mo Health Net reimbursement for behavior assessment and intervention.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator?
This bill simply changes some of the coding that's used in Mo Health Net as it relates to behavioral services.
Senator from Polk, do you have a bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation either.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 282, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to insurance notice proof of mailing.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 283, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, could I inquire the Senator from Boone?
The Senator from Boone, whom I do not see in the chamber, Senator from Boone will try to find him to answer whether he will submit to your inquiry. Senator from Boone, you are needed in the chamber. Senator from Boone, do you yield for inquiry from the Senator from Phelps? Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, today we started our public hearings on appropriations, and I really appreciate you and your abilities and your knowledge of the budget, state of Missouri. And, you know, time and time again, and you're much more eloquent, and that's why I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this whole matter. But time and time again, we heard, yeah, you guys appropriated the money. The governor vetoed it. You overrode the veto. The governor withheld the money anyway. And it was quite a mess. It was 95% of the time that was what we heard. And one of those areas that the governor has withheld money, he did not veto, he just withheld this, is the cybercrime task forces in Missouri. And in 2006, this was started and was funded, I think in 2010, we used stimulus money to fund this task force. And then when that money kind of dried up, we went back and we funded this at $1.5 million. FY14, the governor withheld $500,000 of that money. And then last year, he's withheld $1.5 million, the entire amount.
All of it, uh-huh.
And we are just, I mean, these folks have done such a good job. Their conviction rate is so high. And these are cyber crimes against children, is mainly what they deal in. And they investigate crimes against children, including...
Hey, Mr. President, can we get a little quiet, please?
Sure. Can we please turn the volume down and take your conversations to the side gallery so we can listen to this inquiry? Thank you,
Mr. President.
These crimes against children include the possession, manufacture, distribution of child pornography, child enticement, and obscenity directed at minors. And to date, the governor still has withheld all of that money. And we've got the communities. There's 13 different regional cybercrime task forces in Missouri. These folks have got experience. They've done such a good job. They're probably not making minimum wage if we actually knew the number of hours that they're working. And it just, I guess it lays heavy on my heart. It's bothered me all summer long because I knew these guys were scrambling. They're trying to get the money. You know, if we can't protect the most vulnerable of our population with $1.5 million, and we don't even know if the governor's going to ask for this money in supplemental budget at this point.
Well, I mean, at this point, he doesn't need a supplemental. He's got $1.5 million, which is all of the funding for cyber crimes. So these are the law enforcement officers that catch the perverts when they're trying to meet up with who they believe is a 11-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. And the other thing that we heard today in public testimony is there's a lot of resources, and we had one witness who provided public testimony that tied this in very well, which is we have a lot of money that we spend on resources for children who have been victims of sex crimes. Yet here is $1.5 million that actually takes the pervert out of the equation before the sex crime happens, and the governor withholds all the money, and it's $1.5 million.
And they're prosecuting and putting these guys away for a long period of time, and they're doing it at the rate of one per day. So if they only have contact with one child, and most of them are probably going to have multiple and maybe have done it before.
Right.
But I just can't think of a better investment for our state, and it sickens me that this money was passed through the House, through the Senate, and the governor's just sitting on it. For what reason?
Because he wants to spend the money somewhere else. I mean, that's the reason. Yet we in the General Assembly, who were tasked under the Constitution with setting appropriations for what we believe the public's money should be spent on, he doesn't agree with us on a lot. And the one thing that was interesting today about hearing all the public testimony, and we ran through quite a bit of testimony today from all the agencies, was whether it's brain injury or rape kits for kids or money for domestic violence shelters, probably 95% of the asks that we got today from the public who testified were things that we put in the budget for 2015, the governor vetoed, we overrode, and then after we overrode in September, he still won't release the money.
It boggles the mind. And I thought that Emily's testimony today was from the heart. It was fantastic.
Yeah, she's fearless on this issue, which I will tell you, apparently there were those in law enforcement that were told by somebody on the second floor that they should not come in and testify that they want this money because it would be bad for their agency.
Absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, and I would encourage every member of the body, when you're speaking publicly, I'm going to Camden County tonight to speak to a group. I'm going to talk about this.
Right.
I talk about it on the radio. Every chance I get, I talk about this because for the investment and the expertise that we have, many of these counties, they are strapped as well.
Right.
And they can't keep funding
The men and women that got this money, mostly in the sheriff's offices, that do this work, they're the only ones doing it.
Absolutely.
So now the governor has taken all of the money away. No one's really doing this anymore.
No.
So all those things, when you see it in the paper that somebody got busted because they thought they were going to hook up, you know, with a 10-year-old girl in a motel room, and it's really a 47-year-old, you know, sheriff's deputy who was on the other end of the computer terminal, you're not going to see those anymore.
No.
And we've had some courts who get it.
Right.
And have really imposed some harsh sentences on these guys because they know that the longer those guys are not on the street, this isn't going to happen. We've had a few courts, unfortunately, that don't see the importance of it, and some people have gotten suspended imposition of sentences and some other things. But for the most part, the courts get it. Law enforcement gets it. Why doesn't the governor get it?
I don't understand.
Maybe he'll explain that to us in his State of the State address. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm reminded of the former senator from Worth when he said, when this discussion was occurring in the governor's office, whoever came up with this idea should be fired, and the guy that hired him should be fired.
Right.
But this is stupid.
Well, on those items particularly that we overrode on, you know, particularly rape kits for kids, whoever on the governor's staff, and I think we had this discussion in September, who came and said, hey, I know what we can cut. We'll cut the funding for rape kits for kids. Whoever thought that was a good idea, exactly, should have been fired, and whoever hired them should be fired.
Yeah, it is. Well, I appreciate you're much more eloquent speaking than myself, but this is something that bothered me, and I knew that you know the facts as well as anyone. Emily is always willing to help us, and I would encourage every member of the body to speak with Emily, understand the importance of this, and we just keep getting our teeth kicked in on funding this thing. This can't continue. This is terrible.
Thanks for bringing this up on the floor today. And I think that everyone who cares about this issue should send a letter to the governor and say, release those funds.
Yep.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, out of objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of messages from the governor. I'd ask that the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived and it will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to our business announcements.
Seeing no objections, we'll have announcements. The Senator from St. Charles County.
Mr. President, I think I had my hand up. I said Mr. President. I guess I didn't say it loud enough. I need to act on the governor's withdrawal letter. Can I do that on the order of business of announcements?
You can make that motion, Senator.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. The withdrawal of the governor has been distributed and is on senators' desks. I'd like to, I guess we voice vote sending that letter back to the governor.
That is correct.
So I would like to, if you need a motion, make the appropriate motion.
You've heard the motion of the senator from St. Charles. Senator, would you care to explain the process of what we're going through, what you're proposing?
Yes, the governor sent back the gubernatorial appointment of Kelly Farrell. We're acknowledging his request and making it official with a voice vote.
You've heard the motion of the senator from St. Charles. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that motion. Senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 7 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred. We are now on the order of announcements. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to make an announcement. The bipartisan and bicameral
basketball league that is open to senators, reps, and staffers begins this evening at St. Peter's Catholic Church in that gym. Dreams will be made, and dreams will die. And just to assure everyone that although it is very well documented that I am the tallest state senator in the history of our state, I will not guard shorter people generally, only other tall people. So please come out. Please play. It's a lot of huffing and puffing and running up and down the court. It's not, you know, the NBA. So we welcome everybody to join us.
What time?
8 o'clock this very evening. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business come for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.